Just like last year, Dallas and Collin County saw a 9% jump in overall homelessness. On any given night, there are more than 4,500 homeless people in those two counties. More than 400 of them are veterans. Carl Falconer is president and CEO of the Metro Dallas Homeless Alliance.
There are resources out there. There are systems in place to help veterans become housed. We just have to coordinate the systems better and bring them all together.
There was also an 11% increase in the number of people who have been homeless for at least a year. That's known as chronic homelessness. In his annual State of the Homeless address, Falconer laid out a new plan. A top priority is having a better grip on where homeless men and women are staying and where they could be housed instead.
Having a better data system that everybody can use and sharing the data between all of our systems, I think is going to be really important to move us forward.
The Homeless Alliance hopes to have a new data system in place by January 2020. Falconer says that would help nonprofits, healthcare providers, and the criminal justice system better communicate. Falconer says building more affordable housing would help reduce homelessness. He also wants to partner with the private sector.
Some of the ideas are like a funders collaborative, where we get funders together who, instead of separately funding initiatives, they come together and they basically pool their dollars to have a larger impact in very specific areas.
Christine Ortega is vice president of the Collin County Homeless Coalition. She wasn't surprised by what the homeless count revealed. She thinks the unsheltered homeless population is actually undercounted in Collin County. The annual count takes place in late January. This year, temperatures were in the 40s.
Because they're primarily in cars and motels or maybe found somewhere to stay because it's so cold that night. So our unsheltered numbers are significantly less. And every single year, I know that they are bigger than what we actually report.
Ortega says with Collin County's rapid growth, there's a need for more emergency shelters in the area. Saida Hassan, KERA News.